Unit 7. Business Presentations. Preparing. Read the presentation about note-taking and try to understand the major symbols and abbreviations in note-taking. Then complete the following task. You're going to hear a short passage about shopping for clothes. Listen to the passage carefully and note down what you hear. Try to use some symbols and abbreviations when you are taking notes. Then interpret your notes in the target language.
Shopping for clothes. Shopping for clothes is not the same experience for a man as it is for a woman. A man goes shopping because he needs something. His purpose is settled and decided in advance. He knows what he wants, and his objective is to find it and buy it. The price is a secondary consideration. All men simply walk into a shop and ask the assistant for what they want. If the shop has it in stock, the salesman promptly produces it, and the business of trying it on proceeds at once. All being well, the deal can be, and often is, completed in less than 5 minutes, with hardly any chat, and to everyone's satisfaction. For a man, slight problems may begin when the shop does not have what he wants, or does not have exactly what he wants. Now, how does a woman go about buying clothes? In almost every respect, she does so in the opposite way. Her shopping is not often based on needs. She has never fully made up her mind what she wants, and she is only having a look round. She is always open to persuasion. Indeed, she sets great store by what the saleswoman tells her, even by what companions tell her. She will try on any number of things. Uppermost in her mind is the thought of finding something that everyone thinks suits her. Contrary to a lot of jokes, most women have an excellent sense of value when they buy clothes. They are always on the lookout for the unexpected bargain. Faced with a room full of dresses, a woman may easily spend an hour going from one rail to another, to and fro, often retracing her steps before selecting the dresses she wants to try on. It is a laborious process, but apparently an enjoyable one. Most dress shops provide chairs for the waiting husbands.
Performing. Listen to the recording of text A. Try to catch the main ideas of the speech. Note down the key points while you're listening. Then tell the main ideas of the speech with the help of your notes.
Text A. Thank you for that kind introduction, Mr. Chairman. I'm very pleased to be able to talk to you today about changes in the 4 sales areas and how your company can benefit from these changes. If you have any questions during my talk, please stop me and ask. The main thing I want to say is that all companies must be ready for continuous change and prepared to meet those changes. If you look at the screen, you can see the changes in our sales composition over the last 10 years. The left side shows the 4 major sales areas: industrial machinery, robots, computers, and at the bottom, home appliances. As you can see on the graph, the percentage of sales in 2 areas, namely industrial machinery and home appliances, has decreased since 2003. For example, if you look on the right, you can see industrial machinery sales have decreased from 39% to 29%, and home appliances have declined from 42% to 28%. On the other hand, sales of robots and computers have increased. The rise in robot sales has been especially sharp. Here is 2003, 4%. 2004, 9%. 2005, 16%. Listen to the recording of text A again. Try to catch more details and improve your notes. Then retell the speech in your own words with the help of your notes.
Listen to the recording of text A, paragraph by paragraph. Take notes when necessary and interpret during the pauses.
Listen to the recording of text B. Take notes when necessary and interpret the text with the aid of your notes. Text B.
您似乎完全忽视了高层管理职位被男性垄断这一问题。难道您不觉得您的结果完全是基于在美国公司的高层职位几乎没有女性这一事实吗？
I think that's a very interesting point. I'm afraid I didn't have time to address the question of gender itself, but I was mainly concentrating on the question of management style. However, I feel sure that this aspect would be worth discussion at length on another occasion.
史密斯先生，假如您不介意的话，能否告诉我们被调查者是如何评定那些诸如个人主义这样非常难的概念的？
Of course. I suppose you're referring to the second survey I mentioned. Well, I'll just check if I may. Yes, as I thought, we use the Belbin personality test in order to position respondents. I think that you'll find that this is a fairly standard psychological test for such management surveys. Are there any more questions you would like to ask about the trial?
史密斯先生，我想问一下你们的观察是如何建立的？是否采用监控小组的形式？
I'm afraid that's really outside my field. I myself was not involved in carrying out the surveys. However, I can give you the references afterwards if they would be helpful.
Listen to the recording of an interpreted version of text B and check your interpretation with the target texts in the recording.
您似乎完全忽视了高层管理职位被男性垄断这一问题。难道您不觉得您的结果完全是基于在美国公司的高层职位几乎没有女性这一事实吗？
You seem to have completely ignored the question of male domination in top management posts. Don't you think your results are almost entirely due to the fact that there were practically no women in senior positions in American companies?
I think that's a very interesting point. I'm afraid I didn't have time to address the question of gender itself, but I was mainly concentrating on the question of management style. However, I feel sure that this aspect would be worth discussion at length on another occasion.
我认为您的问题很有意思。恐怕我没时间来回答关于性别的问题，因为我今天主要是讲管理方式的问题。我肯定这方面的问题将值得在另外的场合进一步讨论。
史密斯先生，假如您不介意的话，能否告诉我们被调查者是如何评定那些诸如个人主义这样非常难的概念的？
Mr. Smith, if you don't mind, could you tell us how the respondents assess difficult concepts such as individualism?
Of course. I suppose you're referring to the second survey I mentioned. Well, I'll just check if I may. Yes, as I thought, we use the Belbin personality test in order to position respondents. I think that you'll find that this is a fairly standard psychological test for such management surveys. Are there any more questions you would like to ask about the trial?
当然，我想您是在说我提到的第二个观测吗？我查一下，我想我们用的是 Belbin 个性测试方法来定位我们的被调查者的。我认为你会发现，对于这种管理调查来说，它是一个相当标准的心理测试系统。还有别的有关试验方面的问题吗？
史密斯先生，我想问一下你们的观察是如何建立的？是否采用监控小组的形式？
Mr. Smith,Could I ask you how the surveys were set up? You know, did they use a control group?
I'm afraid that's really outside my field. I myself was not involved in carrying out the surveys. However, I can give you the references afterwards if they would be helpful.
恐怕这不是我研究的领域。 我本人并没有参加这些观测。可是我等会儿会给你一些参考资料，假如他们对你有帮助的话。
Packaging. Working groups, listen to the recording of text C. Take some notes while listening. Interpret the text with the help of your notes. One of the students will be chosen to be the interpreter, and the others are expected to evaluate his or her performance with the peer assessment form. Text C.
下午好，感谢光临。今天下午我想谈谈质量监控在服务业的重要性。质量控制在传统上一直被用于制造业，而且使产量和利润都有所提高。然而，在我们称为的服务行业中，却没有被广泛使用。我今天的主要论点就是质量监控在服务行业也将产生良好的效果，并有助于提高顾客满意度。我演讲的第一部分将对质量监控的历史稍作讲解，然后我将解释什么是质量监控以及它是如何运作的。最后，我还要向大家展示它是如何被用于各种商务活动的，无论是制造业还是与服务相关的行业。在我演讲结束后，我将很乐于回答诸位的问题。
Listen to the recording of an interpreted version of text C and check your interpretation with the target texts in the recording.
下午好，感谢光临。今天下午我想谈谈质量监控在服务业的重要性。
Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. This afternoon, I'd like to talk about why I believe quality control is important in the service industries.
质量控制在传统上一直被用于制造业，而且使产量和利润都有所提高。然而，在我们称为的服务行业中，却没有被广泛使用。我今天的主要论点就是质量监控在服务行业也将产生良好的效果，并有助于提高顾客满意度。
Quality control has traditionally been used in manufacturing and has greatly improved productivity and profitability. It has not, however, been used vastly in the so-called service industries. My main point is that quality control can also be effective in these industries.And will result in greatly improved customer satisfaction.
我演讲的第一部分将对质量监控的历史稍作讲解，然后我将解释什么是质量监控以及它是如何运作的。最后，我还要向大家展示它是如何被用于各种商务活动的，无论是制造业还是与服务相关的行业。在我演讲结束后，我将很乐于回答诸位的问题。
In the first part of my presentation, I'll talk a little bit about the history of quality control. Then, I'll go on to describe what quality control is and how it works. Finally, I'll show you how it can be applied to any business, whether manufacturing or service related. At the end of the presentation, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Supplementary exercises.Listen to the recording of text D. Take some notes while listening. Interpret the text with the help of your notes. Text D.
各位女士，各位先生，欢迎各位参加货运系统公司一年一度的股东大会。今天我们除了选举下一年度的新董事以外，还要投票表决几项提案。下面我先简要介绍这几个提案，后面的几位发言人将会做具体的说明。我们今天要讨论的第一个议题是本公司在促进本省主要港口设备的扩展上应扮演什么角色，而不是在西海岸开发新运站。另一个议题和第一个议题密切相关，即我们现有港口的维护水准在不断下滑，和这种情形会如何影响我们计划运货的能力的问题。午餐后我们会重点讨论持续性的劳工不稳定及其对我们所造成的威胁。在下午会议结束投票选举干部以前， 还要最后讨论一项由日本一家大公司所提议的友好并购本公司的议案。在今晚的酒宴里，我们请到了一位来宾，他将就人们对新加坡新的港口设备应有何预期，以及对本地商情会有何影响，向我们发表演说。摆在我们前面的将是忙碌的一天，因此我将把主席台转给大会秘书，他将在我们开始讨论其他问题以前，先宣读去年的大会记录，并提出今年的财政报告。感谢各位参加这次会议，我们相信有了各位的继续支持，本公司将持续保持健康和活力。